Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to eighth time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Football Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Man, it's going to be a great weekend of football. It's going to be a great weekend, period. I'm feeling it, man. We're going to come in on a good mood on Monday. That's what I'm telling myself.
The hated Mariners are in town, trying to take what the Astros have somehow fought and deserved. I don't know how.
For years.
I don't know how they are where they are right now. They're through a season in which we watched, I would say, give or take, about 378 different baseball players fight through injuries.
Have you ever gone to Baseball Reference and looked at the number of guys that have pitched and played for this team this year?
Or even just if you look at we did this earlier in the season and it's grown even more absurd. If you just look at the innings pitched by the Astros, It's a grand collection of non-starters and I don't mean relievers. I mean like guys that you didn't consider starters, guys who are no longer. I don't know where Ronel Blanco is on Earth right now. It's crazy, Sean.
You got a few everyday players in there too. Shout out to Chaz McCormick for his 3 innings this year.
Right. No, if the Astros somehow won a World Series this year, the number of guys that would get a ring is ridiculous.
Oh, does that affect playoff shares? Does the number of guys that are on the team, are they, you know, is Kennedy Corona going to get 1/16th of a playoff share?
Yes.
Probably so, right? Yeah, probably so. You have to divide that pie up amongst 100 guys. It's going to be crazy when it happens. When they win the World Series, it's going to be wild.
I just saw the number the other day, and it's the number of players that usually play in a baseball season, or especially to win a World Series. It's really high. You know, you forget the numbers of guys that just come in for like the Kennedy Coronas and whatnot.
Yeah. Are you the guys you call up for one start just because you're managing that stretch of the season where you've got 19 straight days of baseball and you got to have a guy come in there and just give you a few innings?
Yeah, I was trying to remember with like the Miracle on Ice and how great a story it is. In your mind, it's always like, oh yeah, this group of guys that stuck together and blah. No. There's a constantly rotating cast of characters. Yeah. I didn't even know who their team was. And guys on and off the roster, the coach making all kinds of decisions. I don't know if the guys on that final who are out there at the end barely even knew each other.
And unlike the Astros, who seemed to like Joe Espada, they all hated Herb Brooks.
Right, yeah.
It's
a classic. If they hadn't won, would have been a lot. Herb Brooks was just such a monster.
Jerk. Yeah.
Of course we weren't going to beat the Soviets.
I want to watch Miracle now when I get home today. So we've got this big Astros series. We've got a lot of football. We got the Jags and the Texans on Sunday. So, yeah, like good mood Monday. That would be really nice. We had Thursday night football last night. I was thinking about this, Seth, as I was watching the Bills and the Dolphins. And, man, Tua, we're just watching it on the TV in here. That pick. in the fourth quarter. Just brutal. The Dolphins driving down for a tying touchdown. And just an awful pick. Like, now, this wasn't like bounced off Jaylen Waddle's hands into a guy. Like, he just did not see Terrell Bernard cutting in that passing lane right there, and it was bad. And there are, game
a
over.
A lot of times in that game, I'm just like Tua just doing a lot of things where just like turning down easy money and receptions at times. And I get my two thoughts on this and watching the quarterbacks in this game were, one, I always flash back to when the Bills played the Texans here in the playoffs in Josh Allen's second year, correct?
2019, his second year, yep.
And you think about just how Josh Allen kind of had to battle through a lot of inconsistency and erratic play and all these other things in his first couple of years before he started to become what he is now.
Got taken out of the game his rookie year against the Texans because Nathan Peterman was the one who threw the pick six.
That's right.
To Jonathan Joseph.
And, it's a reminder. It takes a little bit of time for things to fall into place sometimes. And then with Tua, I'm just so terrified every time he runs. All the bloodlust is gone out of me anymore. I felt kind of soft watching that game last night because every time Tua would run, I'd be like, "Oh, Tua, watch out!
Watch his head! Watch his head! Don't touch his head!"
You know what? It detracts from my enjoyment of the game, and I don't think he should be allowed to play football.
Tua?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Because it makes it uncomfortable for me.
No, leave him in, please. This is what I was thinking while watching this game last night, because there was a time a couple of years ago where the Dolphins were kind of the hot thing. When they hired Mike McDaniel, remember when the Dolphins
fun young team?
They were the Dolphins. Yeah, the Dolphins were a Schrager team, probably right. They were
this fun young team.
Yeah, the Dolphins were the fun young team, and because Tua was starting to come into his own a little bit, they had hired Mike McDaniel specifically to rehab Tua Tagovailoa. Mm-hmm. Remember, McDaniel was sitting on the private jet flying to Miami to do his press conference, and he's doing a Zoom with Tua, saying, "Hey man, we're going to do such good things together." Yeah. And everybody's like, "This Mike McDaniel, he really knows how to manage this situation. He is the perfect elixir for a team that was just under the draconian thumb of Brian Flores for a few years."
Right,
this is exactly what they needed. And early on, remember they hung 70 on the Denver Broncos?
Mm-hmm.
They hung 70 on the Denver Broncos in a game, and people were saying, "This is the team of the future." They found the coach. They just hung 70 on the Denver Broncos. Oh, my God, this team. And look at all the draft capital they got for Minka Fitzpatrick and Laremy Tunsil. And they're making all these picks. Like, this is going to be the team. They've got all these young players. They've got all this draft capital. They've got this young coach that feels like this revelation. And look at the quarterback. The quarterback they drafted in the top five is coming into his own. And he got all these weapons for him. And then they make a big swing and they get Tyreek Hill. They make the big swing. And I'm watching this and I'm going, the window is now closing on this. Like, they're 0-3 and they are on their way to probably having a top five pick again. And it's a reminder. It feels like there's a few of these teams every couple of years that make the big trade, get all the draft picks. Everybody feels good about the draft picks because they haven't really done anything yet. And then more often than not, the window closes more often than not these days because you live in the same world that the Chiefs live in, and the Chiefs haven't had to do any of that stuff. And what got me thinking about the Texans is the Texans were this team. They were the Dolphins of 2022 or whatever it was. That was the Texans going into 2024. Boy, they got all those picks from the Deshaun Watson trade, and it sure does look like they hit on a bunch of them, and they found their quarterback, and he was the rookie of the year, and they made a trade for Stephon Diggs. And now they're 0-2 to start the season. The quarterback that we were talking about, at least at his press conferences, feels like he wants to be anywhere other than these press conferences. And now there's all kinds of questioning going on by people in the fan. Are they ever going to get this? Are they ever going to get this offense right?
Right.
You know, the picks are gone now. Like, you've used them all. And granted, they've done a good job with those Deshaun Watson picks. But if it's not turning into playoff success, none of it matters. So that's when I'm watching the Dolphins last night, Seth, and then I'm watching all the post game and I'm listening on the way into national shows, saying, "Well, this Dolphins team is on its way to a top five pick." That I don't want to be that team. You know, like the more often than not, the door slams shut on these teams that do all this draft capital, hire the hot new coach, and they got to beat the Jags on Sunday.
You know,
I say all that to say, don't go 0-3.
I guess the biggest difference with the Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins and McDaniel and all that is that you actually saw you actually saw the product on the field in terms of the offense. You actually saw prolific offense. Yeah, there was a point in 2022 or 2023 where people were wondering, like, I don't know, how the hell are you going to slow down the Dolphins? I don't know.
Tyreek
like,
Hill.
Look at these guys. Yeah. Oh, and they do all the little motion things. Yeah. Like, and it looked like they were an unstoppable force. Texans have never gotten to that point on offense. They showed promise in CJ's rookie year.
Yeah.
And then they just completely collapsed and failed to capitalize on any of it. But in terms of being the hot young team and all of that,
the door closes fast in the NFL.
It closes very fast. I think the difference is that it was because of a combination of Tua Tagovailoa's injuries and then his limitations as a quarterback. You could see that, man, okay, scheme is only going to get you so far here. I think with the Texans, the difference is there's still a feeling that, all right, is the scheme the thing that's holding you back?
Mm-hmm.
And is because I still think CJ has more long-term, high-quality quarterback traits. The things that at least the conventional traits that you want in your quarterback, CJ has those in terms of his actual accuracy, his throwing ability, his decision-making, all of that. That it doesn't feel as gimmicky as it did at times with Tua, but we just haven't seen it. The Texans can't even pretend to have gotten on that same level or been in that same window as the Dolphins, because the Dolphins actually were producing it on the field.
They were producing it on the field. I mean, the Texans, unlike the Dolphins, the Texans have won a couple playoff games with this group. The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game.
Yeah, I'm more speaking specifically about the offense.
About the offense, no, I totally get that.
And I think the difference with the Bills, I mean, Josh Allen is in that mode, and you watch last night where in a lot of ways the Dolphins were just slugging it out with the Bills. The biggest difference in the game is that, man, Josh Allen makes something out of nothing so consistently.
And he makes it look easy, too.
Right. His little shovel passes forward.
Yeah.
It's like he's running, you know, it's like he's running the old Veer option with the option pitch, except with the forward pass.
Yep.
And in the same way that Mahomes does it at times. I mean, that's where the Chiefs are right now. I mean, the Chiefs' offense is almost completely the improvisational ability of Patrick Mahomes.
Two games in it is. Yeah. Two games into this season, for sure. And it's funny, too, you bring up Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen was not good as a rookie. I mean, we just mentioned he got taken out of the Texans game. In some ways, is the fact that CJ was rookie of the year. Like, if CJ's rookie year was identical to his second year, if he had two seasons where, okay, he's struggling, but he's muscling through it and winning 10 games, and it's not perfect, would we be feeling different? Would we be feeling differently about CJ if his career so far, Seth, had been more of like a gradual ascension, as opposed to he was this supernova his rookie year, regressed his second year, and now we're not sure if he's ever getting that rookie year back again?
I don't know. I think if anything, there'd be more overall skepticism of CJ himself. That would be the big question.
Because a rookie year, we can look at it and say, it's in there somewhere.
Right,
like, we've seen him do it. Yeah.
And you still see you try to be objective about it and take people's opinions from outside Houston and outside the building. And still, right this moment, most people feel really high on C.J. Stroud. There hasn't been and I know that you see stuff, you see people, you know, with various criticisms or skepticism of C.J. By and large, the former quarterbacks and the coaches and everybody else, they're still pretty much in support of C.J. Stroud, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of skepticism about the coordinators. It's Bobby Slowick, and now it's Nick Caley.
Yep. I paint and Pendergast.
Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans and how have they built the offensive line and the offense around.
Totally. Yeah. All right, you can text in 713-572-4610. It's a Football Friday here on Sports Radio 610. Football and Baseball Friday, because this is a huge series. This is one of the biggest regular season series that I can remember. And it's set up perfectly, man. The two teams are tied. They are tied in the standings. They are tied head to head, and they've got their big guns going. I mean, it's Ryan Wu and Hunter Brown tonight. Doesn't get any better than that. So let's talk about that coming up in the next segment. Playoff chances for our local teams. Does this feel like, we'll talk about the Astros, but also the Texans. Do the Texans feel like their chances of making the playoffs are this percentage right now? We'll tell you what the numbers are saying about the Texans, and we'll talk some Astros as well. That's all coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be fun this weekend at Daikin Park, man. Astros and Mariners are tied. Identical records. Mariners won yesterday against the Kansas City Royals. Thanks for nothing, Kansas City. So they're tied. They're 5-5 against each other this year. This will pretty much decide, especially if one team sweeps and gets a three-game lead in the division. This is going to go a long way to deciding who wins the AL West this series. And tonight, it's going to be all, you got two All-Stars going at it tonight. Ryan Wu and Hunter Brown tonight.
And you've got the Mariners. Look, the Mariners face the Rockies in their next series. Like you want to get as far ahead as this issue as possible.
The
okay?
Mariners face the Astros this series.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because the Astros are all divisional games the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Seattle, and then they're three in Sacramento against the A's, and then they finish up in L.A. against the Angels. For the Mariners, this is it in the division. They play the Astros these three games, and then to your point, Seth, they're home for the Rockies. Then they are home for the Dodgers. So if the Dodgers are still playing for something in those last three games, if you get a Dodger team that's trying at the end of the year, that's good news for the Astros.
Yeah.
Rockies, bad news for the Astros. Dodgers, really good news for the Astros. So that's how it lays out. Both teams have nine games left. Just let's go, man. Like this is a great time of year for baseball. So it'll be Wu and Hunter Brown tonight. It'll be George Kirby and Framber Valdez on Saturday.
Come on, Framber. This is it. Hey, he had an appearance at some cellular store.
Yeah, over on Telephone Road yesterday.
I thought that was a joke. Ari Alexander tweeted it out, and I'm like, okay, Ari doesn't tend to joke like this, but it was something you'd see out of a minor league call-up or something.
He's not making that big money yet, Seth. He's only making $18 million on a one-year deal right now.
A guy who's pre-arbitration or something. Yeah, like that would. Oh, he's doing an appearance at some, I don't know, some cell phone service I've never heard of before on Telephone Road for an hour yesterday afternoon.
I feel like I might be able to get Framber for my birthday party.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not till January.
Honestly, every just old school grumpy sitting on the coach sports fan part of me came out where I was like, what is he doing on that? He needs to be getting his curveball right. Why the hell? What is he doing at a meet and greet at some strip mall somewhere?
I respect
what the
it.
Hell is going on?
I respect it, man.
What's the name of the company?
The cell. I don't know. It's some wireless store.
I want them to get their money's worth now because I feel like they.
I bet they did.
Whenever they scheduled this appearance, they probably went way out of their budget.
You know what?
They're like, okay, it's Framber. We get him in here. This could put us over the top.
But here, you know what? Okay, so it's one of two things. Either they scheduled it like way back in May when everybody still liked Framber.
Yeah.
Or it's so cheap to get Framber right now because nobody likes him.
They just did it on the phone. There's a bargain deal.
Everybody hates Framber. We can get him for $200 to sit here for an hour and sign baseballs for 10 people that come to the store.
I got an online discount. I got a discount code online. I Googled it.
What kind of showing do you think he had out there?
I don't know. I'd like to hear from our listeners. Total Wireless.
Total Wireless.
Total okay. Wireless from 4 to 5 p.m. yesterday.
Okay, there you go.
I swear. I was like, Ari Alexander doesn't usually. This isn't his brand of humor, is it?
Right. No, yeah. He doesn't. He's all about. Ari gets some nuggets sometimes.
Right. Yeah. So he was there for an hour yesterday.
All right.
At Total Wireless.
Okay. Signing
good
things?
Job, Total Wireless.
Way to go.
I admire your chutzpah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need to know what that cost them.
I need to invest in Total Wireless, whatever it is.
I need to know. Where I thought you were going with it was, boy, is Fromber that desperate for money that he's doing appearances at wireless stores like at the end of a strip mall somewhere.
You would think that if that were
making
the case, he'd be pitching
year.
Out of his brain right now. That he would just be, he wouldn't have a 6.5 ERA since August 1st.
Yep.
Well, August 3rd, to be fair.
Okay.
That was his first appearance. Gotcha. I didn't want to make it sound worse than it is.
No, yeah.
Since August 3rd,
give the facts,
6.41 ERA, I believe. It's above
things.
Six, all right?
Yeah. All right. The third game of this series is Gilbert versus Jason Alexander. So, this is going to be fun. And here's the thing. It's not just the division right now. The Astros have a legitimate shot to catch the Detroit Tigers in the American League race here. Nobody's catching Toronto. Toronto's 89 and 63 or something like that. Toronto's four games in front of everybody.
Barring a complete collapse.
Yeah, they're gonna be the one seed in all likelihood. They're gonna be the one seed. But everybody else can be anywhere from two to out of the postseason right now. Like that race for the AL Central, the AL West, and all the wild card lineup that comes with it is going to be really fun to watch play out these next 9 days.
It's a whole boatload of fun right now, man.
Yes.
You've got 85, everybody, like from the Red Sox, who are at the bottom of the wild card standings right now, up to the Tigers, everybody's 83 to 85 wins.
Well, and even Cleveland is lurking right now,
yeah.
And they're hot as hell.
Right.
You know? And they play the Tigers for a series.
So from 81 to 85 wins right there, you've got eight teams.
Yep.
Seven teams.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be anywhere from the two seed to out of it. Every game.
Yeah. Eight teams.
Yeah. Like every game is super relevant.
The
right
Rangers
now.
Only have a 3% chance of making the playoffs, which is sad.
That was my favorite part about sweeping the Rangers. I didn't get to talk about that because I was out yesterday. But the waking up to the actuality of the math was really fun because I'm guessing that going into that series with the Astros and the Rangers on Monday, that the Astros had a higher percentage chance of winning the division and making the postseason. But I bet it was fairly close. I mean, the Rangers were they were within a game or two coming into that series.
Yeah.
And they leave that series, or as some might say, they awoke on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
With the Astros with a 93.5% chance at making the postseason, and the Rangers with a 3.7% chance. Like, how do you undo everything you've done all year in 3 days? That's how. Get swept by your division rival in the Silver Boot series.
They're scared of the Silver Boot. They don't even know. I mean, like, we've talked about this. There's young Rangers fans who don't even know what the Silver Boot is.
Right.
Because their parents don't want to bring it up.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Dallas people. Poor Dallas kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. Does it feel like the Texans have a 25.3% chance to make the playoffs right now?
Yeah, it does right now. I think that, so the stat that's floating around out there right now, which I didn't realize this, there's one team this century who has made the playoffs after starting off 0-3.
Yeah.
That team is the 2018 Houston Texans.
That might be Bill O'Brien's greatest. I think Bill O'Brien's two greatest accomplishments as head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Three actually. One is somehow having the chutzpah to get on a conference call and explain the DeAndre Hopkins trade to all of us,
right?
As if it made
like
sense.
We're idiots.
Yeah, that was definitely number
one. See,
what
you guys don't understand is that it's about the team.
Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M. But in all seriousness, the two biggest things: one, what you just brought up, that he's the only head coach to take an 0-3 team and fish it out of the fire and get to the postseason. Number two. His first two seasons when he was winning, he was going 9-7 somehow, and he was starting like five quarterbacks every year.
Yeah.
Like he pulled Case Keenum literally out of a tree at a deer lease to start two games. I feel like that was when O'Brien was at his best, when he was handed getting handed a Sudoku puzzle or something like that, and he had to put it together with bad quarterbacks. He was pretty good at that. ironically, when he got a good quarterback, that's when things started to go south.
Right. Yeah. That's
Or eventually
you gotta
went south.
Be careful about
say.
That. Well, I don't know. Okay, so one of the comparisons people have started to make between Bill O'Brien and perhaps Nick Caley, who's in that same tree, trying to run a similar themed offense, is that, boy, do they seem to really hate rookies. And I'm giving it time because they haven't used Jaden Higgins or Jalen Noel or Woody Marks all that much.
Six targets between the three of them.
And like half of those have been for explosive plays.
Yes.
Like, that's a thing. They've haven't utilized them very much, but when they've touched the ball, they've done some pretty impressive things so far.
Right.
So, all right, we've got our little we've kind of tinkered with things these first couple games. Maybe they've earned some trust. Maybe now they can start to say, "Hey, the guys with better athletic ability and speed and everything else like that should try to figure out a way to get them on the field and involved more often."
Higgins is going to get on the field because he's a big outside receiver. Look, Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios coming back is not going to help Jalen Noel get on the field. Jalen Noel was seeing no time on offense, and now you're getting two slot guys back.
That at least. Now, in the whole Jalen Noel stuff, it makes sense, and I'm trying not – again, it's early. I'm trying not to get overly worked up over that because I said it all offseason long. It's hard. Slot receiver is a really hard position to pick up, particularly in an offense such as this. But you see other teams figure out ways to get the rookies involved with limited packages. And I think they've probably done that with Jalen Noel, but it's a limited package. Yeah. You're not necessarily going to get a whole lot of opportunities. Now, this week, if you get both Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios back, I know that those two names don't inspire the imagination the same way somebody like Nico Collins does. But for a lot of what ails the Texans right now, especially, they've been bad against the blitz. The offense is doing some good things, but they've been really bad against the blitz. Now you've got, hopefully, options that are, recognize blitz. The receivers recognize blitz. They adjust their routes. They get their eyes on CJ. CJ trusts them. And then you can get explosive plays when you're blitzed. If you get it to a guy, a little speed merchant, or just not even like jitterbugs, like those two guys.
Yes.
That you can break some things open if you get the ball to him on a blitz.
Yeah, I'm super excited about Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios coming. I feel it's probably one of those things that people outside of Houston aren't even taking note of, but if you've watched every snap of this team the first two games, you're like, oh yeah, CJ needs some quick answers. And that's what those guys are. That's what Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios are for him.
Yeah. And then some of the other stuff too. You can see, you can see when the offense operates that there's some things that are just a little bit gummed up right now because there are a lot of moving parts to it. And it's not making excuses or anything. It's what I'm telling myself to keep from freaking out and being the worst version of myself this early in the season.
Yep.
But it's just a matter of, okay, let's go. I see what the issues are. That's enough now, okay? It's like if you got a, it's like when your kid has a piano recital. You're like, oh, okay, they're just messing up a little bit. Don't embarrass me out there. Don't you dare embarrass me out there.
Yep.
You get up there on that stage, and I will be glaring at you, and you better perform.
CJ Stroud.
Joking. Parents, don't treat your kids like that.
CJ Stroud. So the only way they're going to get better, Seth.
Yeah.
All right?
They need to know that my love is tied to their performance on stage.
Exactly. And the level of embarrassment you are willing to endure while they're failing.
Ultimately it's all about me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. It's what I tell my 12 children every morning. I say, listen, you are out there in the world as a representation of Seth C. Payne. Okay. Yeah. That is your whole purpose, is to not disappoint me and not embarrass me.
The hardest part for you talking to all 12 of your children is the fact that you have to talk to all 9 baby mamas first. That's the worst part for you.
And I know. And then there's a few court ordered, supervisors and everything.
Yeah.
And
just, it's a lot, man. You guys don't know what Seth goes through to put on a good show every day.
I take care of my court ordered supervisors. I'll tell you what, I tell them, you got to be careful because they're all like, oh no, I'm not allowed to accept gifts. And I'm wink, wink. Yeah.
Right. Give the guy a break. He spent 3 years in juvie, okay?
Yeah.
He told you earlier this week. How many people are running around Houston thinking you actually were in juvie at some point?
I hope at least
after
a
that
few.
Bit the other day.
A little street cred. Yeah.
Because you never came on and said, I'm just joking, I was never in juvie. You sounded serious.
If I'm making jokes about being in juvie. No, remember, I didn't even know what you called the
CO?
Correctional officer.
Yeah, the CO.
They would know that, right?
Oh, yeah, because nobody in juvie is stupid and wouldn't know what that stands
for. You know what the CEO is. If I'm a relatively literate person, like, they would know that, like, okay, at least Seth knows the names of the
vernacular.
Yeah.
So 25.3% chance for the Texans making the play. This is according to Austin Mock, The Athletic's computer simulated nerd guy. Yeah. He's the guy who runs all the sims on the season. Chiefs, 60.1%. Chiefs are still getting a lot of love from the computers, even though they're 0-2 to start the season and their offense might not be good anymore. 60.1% chance for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
There's 10 0-2 teams right now. The Chiefs have the best chance of making the playoffs of all the 0-2 teams. They're better than 50% still, 60.1. Texans are at 25.3. Everybody else is below 10%, and quite honestly, we're probably below 10% before the season started because it's teams like the Saints and the Giants and the Browns and the Panthers and a lot of crappy teams. The Texans and the Chiefs are getting treated a little differently than these other eight teams that are 0-2 right now.
Right, and I think that part of it, another thing I tell myself before these children let me down for the Texans,
yep,
is that, look, they faced, I think, what are a couple of really good defenses. They're mm-hmm. going to be pretty, they're very respectable defenses.
Good quarterbacks, good defense.
Yeah, so as far as the offense goes, I think the defense is going to figure some things out and fix some things just this week.
Yeah.
Like, some of the fixes for the Texans defense are a matter of just really honing in on playing their roles. The way I know they're capable of doing,
yeah,
and playing within the scheme. And I think they'll snap back this week. But the offense, obviously, we've got some structural concerns. Mm-hmm. Jaden Higgins, by the way, only had 21 snaps in that game. Jalen Noel had 15.
Yep.
You know, whereas Justin Watson and Jaden Higgins basically got the same number of reps.
The team only had 47.
Yeah, that's a hard part, you know, too. Yeah. I was telling Brandon this yesterday? Like, they had 80 snaps on defense. That's a lot. You're gassed after 80 snaps.
Yeah.
And you could see the pass rush. When we talk about the Texans' defense collapsing at the end of the game in these last couple games, in the Bucs game, some of it's just flat-out physical fatigue.
Why is it so much more tiring to play defense than offense?
Because you work harder. Offensive line is a relatively passive role. You know, you're giving ground. The ball's away and those guys don't run, where on defense you're supposed to run for
it.
You know, offensive linemen quit as soon as they're allowed to quit.
There's probably stress, too, of not knowing what's coming, whereas right, the offense no, knows in, what's you know a, what they're going to do.
Yeah, you're in a reactionary
yeah,
mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's why defensive linemen rotate. It's just, it's a more physically taxing.
Yeah.
But as far as the... So there's a couple things that go into that. One, obviously, is that if the offense is on the field more, the defense isn't going to be on the field. So complimentary football.
Yes.
But then also just, I mean, the Texans defense, though, they bore some responsibility for it just by allowing the Bucs to run all over them.
Yeah, the little just 4 yards, 6 yards, 5 yards. Like, they,
yeah.
Bucky Irving and Rashad White. Just death by 1,000 paper cuts, mm-hmm. man.
And then everything compounds because, okay, the open field tackling when guys' legs are tired really starts to show up.
On the last drive of the game,
yeah,
on a Bucky Irvin catch in the open field. Yeah, it's you're right. It all adds up. All right, headlines. We'll get to them coming up in the next segment. We do have some Texans news about Jimmy Ward in headlines that we'll get to. Biggest series of the year with the Astros. News, retirement news in MLB, Thursday Night Football. We've got a lot of stuff to get to, people. All right, so sit tight. We're going to get to headlines coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to headlines here. Texans Jags Sunday noon. Get started at 9 a.m. with me and Seth on Texans Countdown, and then hopefully a victorious Sunday. Texans need it. They're 0-2 to start the season. They're getting Christian Kirk back. They're getting Braxton Berrios back. Jake Andrews has been practicing this week.
Right.
So he'll be back. Presumably at center, I would imagine.
I don't know how to feel about that necessarily. He's played very little football in the NFL.
Yeah.
For the Texans, for whatever it's worth, liked him more than they liked Jarrett Patterson at center. So here you go. So maybe perhaps some of the miscommunications or what have you. I mean, Jarrett Patterson was better than Juice Scruggs at the communication side of things. But hey, maybe Jake
it was a rough one
a little bit better.
Yeah, it was a rough one on Monday for Jarrett Patterson. So that's this Sunday, week three coming up. As far as news with the Texans goes, a grand jury decides not to indict Jimmy Ward on the domestic violence case that back in June came up. Jimmy Ward has been injured. He's been coming back from a foot injury, but this obviously has been lurking as well. The grand jury didn't find probable cause that Ward committed the alleged crimes against the woman involved in the incident. The woman is the mother of his three-year-old child. Jimmy Ward told KPRC-TV on Thursday, quote, I can finally move forward.
Right, and it's one of those things where, again, we don't still ever, you never will know all the full details of it. The part about it now is that Ward was on the commissioner's exempt list, which is what the league basically says, all right, listen, domestic violence, we don't want to touch this until the legal process is played out.
He still is, by the way.
Right, and he still is. Yeah. So, and as we've seen in the past, there have been many instances where a guy doesn't get charged with anything, but he still gets a suspension. So the fact that the grand jury decided not to indict is probably, I don't want to, like, there's a chance that, look, the league might look into it and also say, like, all right, well, there's nothing here at all.
And they're still looking into it.
So we're not going to, we're not going to suspend you. So we don't know at this point. I would be skeptical of him playing this week.
Well, he's still injured.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, do we know what his injury status is?
No, because he's been on the commissioner's exempt list. I don't think it's moved to the
I don't know if he is still injured or not.
Yeah. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
I would guess he's not playing this week.
I'm skeptical that he'd play this week.
Yeah. I didn't even thought about him playing this week. The civil lawsuit is still out there. So there's that. You know, and I would remind people, too, that I'm going to draw a comparison to the Deshaun Watson situation here for a second, is that there was a point where Deshaun Watson got exonerated of the criminal stuff, but there was still several civil lawsuits out there, and he still got suspended for 11 games.
Mm.
So just the criminal stuff going away doesn't mean that Jimmy Ward is necessarily out of the woods yet, because as you pointed out, the league is still investigating this stuff.
We also still have Kerry McNair suing the McNair Family Trust.
There's a lot of stuff going
which
on.
Which is,
Are they going to suspend Kerry McNair for 11 games?
The Kerry McNair stuff feels to me just like, okay, I feel like this is, I know Busby does a good job of trying to make it look as salacious as possible. He's talking about stuff with the league and everything. It feels to me, just looking at it, it looks like just, this is messy family stuff.
Yeah.
This is family trust stuff and everything. It might one day affect the Texans, but nothing immediately.
Yeah. So what you just brought up is a question now that's acceptable, I think, to ask D'Amico Ryans, which is, okay, what's next for Jimmy Ward then? Because D'Amico has, I don't want to say he's defended Jimmy Ward, but he has more defended the innocent before proven guilty mantra, which is, you know, we've got to wait and see everything come out. I guess he's defended Jimmy Ward to a degree.
Yeah.
Like, let's wait and see, you know, the truth come out here. So we'll see what happens. Does Jimmy Ward play for the Texans anytime soon?
Salacious was the wrong word. I think Salacious has like a sexual part to it.
Oh, yeah?
It's more, yeah.
Okay.
I don't, that would be inaccurate by me.
Okay.
So whatever
non-dirty simile is for Salacious.
Yeah.
All right, Astros. Nothing salacious about this. Just good old-fashioned baseball.
It's me salated.
They are tired.
You know, watch me hit a couple. You get Paredes out there.
He's very excited.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we might get some Paredes this weekend. All right, we'll lay it out
that
here.
That was originally the hint.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mariners, Astros this weekend. They're tied in the standings. They are tied head-to-head this year. It is as tied can get between these two teams. And by Monday, there will be a leader in the American League West, either the Astros or the Mariners. If the Astros do what they did to the Rangers and sweep the Mariners, then I would imagine the percentage chance of them winning the division skyrockets. So let's go get a sweep. You got your three best guys going, and I know Fromber's been terrible the last 2 months. He's still one of the three guys you would want starting a game in this series. I don't know. I see people out there like, no, put in Blue Ball. I'm like, it's gonna be Hunter Fromber and Jason Alexander.
If you need to look, if you're gonna make a run, you gotta have somehow good Fromber show back up.
You got no choice. He ain't winning it without
you. Gotta maybe have a quick hook or whatever it might be. But you have a chance. If you move Fromber out of the second spot, then you've got zero chance of good Fromber coming back, I think.
Yeah.
So that's where you have to be with it right now.
Yep. So that's this weekend. So get on out there, support the squad. Clayton Kershaw retiring at the end of the year. The best part about this was that if your social media algorithm is Houston in nature, is that it. Yuli's home run against him in the World Series was popping up a lot on social media yesterday.
Good.
Remember in that game 5, the 13-12 game?
Yeah.
And Yuli hit that big home run to tie it at 4 early in the game?
This is going
to
be, Clayton Kershaw retiring is going to be kind of like one of those tasteless obituaries you see or articles you see in a paper when somebody famous dies and they're like, father of three, was indicted 7 times back in 1974 for something like that. Clayton Kershaw's, it's going to be, did this, did that, won this, won that, was trash in the playoffs. By and large, with a couple of little bumps here and there, but by and large, was trash in the playoffs.
That is becoming the most painful part about the Dodgers actually winning a couple World Series the last few years.
Yeah.
Is his failures in the postseason were basically just covered up by he's a 2-time World Series champion.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the team, but he was bad in the postseason for most of his career. So Clayton Kershaw retiring. Thursday Night Football last night, the Bills beat the Dolphins 31-21. I know it's a game that was a 10-point game ultimately. I thought the Dolphins put up a pretty good fight.
I thought they did too.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think the Bills yet again have some questions on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they had fixed a few things or gotten things right in the secondary, and then immediately before the season begins, they get banged up and injured, have injuries last night.
Bringing back Jordan Poyer.
Right, the Bills, the one thing that's, it hasn't been their offense that's been holding them back in the postseason these last couple of years. It's that they just don't have a championship caliber defense.
Yep.
And I'm thinking that same thing as the first few drives, the Dolphins are just kind of moving down the field at will.
Mm-hmm. There's a picture online. Actually, T-Mill put this up, Tyler Milner. There's a picture of Mike McDaniel. He put up a picture of Mike McDaniel whispering to D'Amico Ryans at the joint practices a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And he says, so D'Amico, buddy, pal, you'll have an opening on the offensive staff next year, right?
Yeah. could he bring along Bobby Slowick, too? Because he's a senior passing game advisor.
Yeah, yeah.
Senior passing game coordinator or something
Let's get
that.
Get the band back together,
the Dolphins,
man.
Yeah.
I hope Nick Caley makes this a non-conversation. I don't need Mike McDaniel chatter in my life this season.
Right, yeah.
And could you do that for us,
Nick Caley? Could you do that for us?
Coach him up.
Yeah, could we keep Mike McDaniel away from Houston?
Remember,
McDaniel was fired from the staff when he was with the Houston Texans.
Oh,
no, he talks about it openly. He had alcohol issues.
Yeah.
You know, and he's clean and sober and all of that. But maybe bad memory. For the good of Mike McDaniel, I don't want him to be back. Sometimes, you know, the setting matters.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain triggers, you know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we don't need that from Mike McDaniel.
All right, so coach better on offense, Caley, so you can save Mike McDaniel from having an alcohol relapse.
Yes.
That's what I just heard you say.
Yes.
Okay.
If you care.
Boy, Caley had a cut yesterday from his press conference where he got asked about the lack of motion in the offense right now. And he said, you know, some weeks we're going to use a lot of motion, some weeks we won't. it's a week-to-week thing, and people are like, it's Bill O'Brien.
But this is the problem. You can't – that is all right. It's you can't let O'Brien's outcomes dictate how you feel about the philosophy. That philosophy is okay. Somebody else asked him about – there's been a tendency, or at least in the last game, of where, you know, when they're under center, they're running a lot more than passing. That's like that. That doesn't concern you this early in the season. Like that's not a big deal. If anything, it can be an advantage once because there's some dumb defensive coordinators out there that don't understand sample size and everything that will like craft their entire game plan.
Let's go.
80% run when the QB is under center. You can exploit that.
Yeah.
If you're a smart offensive coordinator,
we'll find out.
We'll find out if Nick Caley is a smart offensive coordinator.
We'll find out. I don't like all the bunch formations where everybody's inside the hashes. All 11 guys, it's all tight
condensed
there.
Condensed formation.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, not
bunch.
I was going
to say bunches. You need bunches.
No,
right?
Bunches on the outside.
Like this last
yeah.
game where you got nobody. I don't know if there's anybody in the receiving corps that ran other than Nico that runs faster than a 4.8 40
yes.
out there.
Yeah.
Bunch of tight ends running around out there.
Yep. Yeah, condensed is what I meant. All right, Payne and Pendergast. So those are your headlines for Friday. Again, noon kickoff on Sunday. Here on Sports Radio 610, Seth and I have you for Texans Countdown at 9 a.m. Clint Sterner and I have you following the game for what we hope is a victorious Texans postgame. All right, biggest storylines for this Sunday. Let's lay them all out. We are going to do a circle of swarm, perhaps against our better judgment because they have not been swarming properly so far these first two games. But it's a staple, and you guys like it, and we've got some guys we need to recognize. So we'll do that at 7:20. Biggest storylines for the game on Sunday, including a big return and one of the biggest moments of the season last year in the NFL, one of the most polarizing moments in the NFL last season. We relive it coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.